It's 26 minutes to 12, a live 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And again, we'll just say before the 12 o'clock news, happy
St. Patrick's Day.
And we hope all our good Irish friends are having a wonderful day celebrating St. Patrick's Day. We're now going to move towards something that's very, very important, and particularly from a cultural point of view. And it's great to have someone on the line that has just done something really grateful. And Marita Bray, Harrington Street Gallery, good morning and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. How are you?
Really good. It's fantastic. Your story of what you do is really amazing. And I want our listeners to find out just what you're doing in terms of your exhibition and different things that planning to do and the relevance of it to your gallery. It sounds really interesting. Can you share that with our listeners, please, Marita?
Yeah, sure. Well, it's the Harrington Street Gallery at Chippendale, an artist cooperative. And at the moment, an autumn show is on a theme, alienation and intimacy. So there's just a couple of days left, actually. So each year, members of the cooperative think of an idea for a theme, vote on it, and paint during the year on that theme and then exhibit it. And last year, unfortunately, with COVID, we had to delay this exhibition. It was really meant to be for October last year, but our gallery had to close. And so we have reopened, and the first exhibition for our reopening and for the year is this theme exhibition, Alienation and Intimacy.
So just putting it there, Marita, it's Darren here, into context for our listeners, you planned that Intimacy and Alienation exhibition prior to COVID, and COVID's come along, so the exhibition even has more relevancy than it did prior to planning as well.
That's right. So, yes, we did select and choose that theme before we knew about COVID. It came along pretty quickly afterwards. So while we were painting our paintings, obviously in mind was a lot of things to do with alienation and intimacy. So not everything, obviously, in the exhibition relates directly to COVID, but it's still those feelings, I think, were very strong for everyone, really, not being able to touch people or see people, and then how important it is to have friends and closeness in our lives.
So you're an artist. Can you
I'm one of the artists.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you tell our listeners, walk through how you conceptualise what you paint and how the topics actually come through in your painting, and then how you actually also, do you allow the current day activities, say you start painting on one day and then things happen during the week or the month, does that actually change what comes out on the canvas, or do you stay to what you originally planned? How does that work for you as an artist?
Well, in this case, I guess I would be either recalling or looking around to see if something strikes me. I mean, looking around was only able to go for a walk during the lockdown, of course. But I can think of one specific example. When the children's playgrounds were closed and they had the tapes around them and the parks were empty and the children's playground was silent and empty, and I found that very striking as I was walking my dog. And so I did a few sketches and then came back to the studio and used, I suppose, that image as a sign or a symbol or a metaphor for the feeling of, great sadness in this case, but alienation in this case, that it was just an empty playground, not in use. Now, as far as, I tend to paint what is called alla prima, which is I try to paint in one sitting. So in that case, that painting, I painted in one sitting. And I didn't come back to it. I finished it. But I guess if I had come back later, my feeling might have changed, which is one reason for trying to get paintings done in one sitting, more or less. The main feeling of the painting. or statement of the painting.
That is really, I find that really intellectually stimulating what you're talking about, and I can nearly visualise what you've just said, Marita, and I think the role of an artist is to look through the lens and to see things, and thanks for sharing that. It really was a very poignant moment of what you see and I see from what you've just described. I'm really interested in the co-op because I think that's a really interesting concept that you've developed amongst your organisation, and particularly getting that world to help young budding artists. Can you tell us about that? Because that is a really great concept.
Yes, well, a co-op actually first started in 1973, so it's rather an old co-op.
That's as old as me.
And original idea was to help new and developing artists. And we still have a few new artists, but not as many as we'd like. And I suppose we are still going, which is quite amazing, really.
Yes.
But I guess we were more vigorous once, as far as numbers go. But it was the idea of the artist John Ogben, and he had a studio. He was a painter, and he had a teaching studio in the Rocks area, and there was a spare sort of area below the studio. It was a warehouse that he rented, and there was a spare one below, and he suggested to the Rocks development people that we might be able to. Actually, he didn't. Our the studio club actually suggested it. The studio had a club, and they suggested it. And anyway, that's how the idea came about. So a lot of the members of the gallery came from the John Ogben studio, painters there. And his idea, what was a lot of inspiration from John Ogben, was that painters should be free from commercial pressures and also from even government grants and other pressures like that, to be free to paint their best works, not without these pressures, so that they are all constraints, which can happen. If like in a commercial gallery, you might be encouraged to paint or paintings that were more saleable, whereas we'll support someone who whose work doesn't sell, even if it never sells. Sometimes it does later. It's not our first and primary concern. And then I suppose with grants, then you are bound. You can start to get bound to various requirements there. So anyway, that was a little bit of the idea.
Marita, we're going to go to a little break. It's really delightful to have you on the line.
Good.
And the way you express yourself and tell the story is very visual, and I guess that's probably one of the characteristics of the world of art and what we feel and see. So thanks for sharing that. We'll go to a little bit of a break and find out a little bit more about Harrington Street Gallery after this song. And
Alive 90.5.
Give me in the kitchen, give me in the hall. give a damn, don't give a hoot. Still gotta keep making the loot. Chauffeur trailer. Gotta make her quick as you can. Give her love and make you a man. Get her in the palm of your hand. Bread from heaven.
Area has one of the most beautiful cemeteries in the Sydney region. Castlebrook Memorial Park at Rouse Hill provides the perfect resting place for your loved ones with manicured lawns and beautifully tended gardens. They cater for people from all backgrounds and you can talk to their family service advisors almost any day from 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Their website is castlebrook.com.au. Castlebrook Memorial Park is at Windsor Road, Rouse Hill, and is a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5.
Mike Sampson Clothier has been dressing the men of the Hills District since 1983, but now is time for him to say farewell and thank you to his many loyal customers. So come and see Mike and Greg and the team for their final sale at Shop 21 Winston Hills Mall. Specials include City Club trousers and shorts, Van Heusen and Glowweave business shirts, breakaway casual shirts and tops, suits by Italia, Cambridge and Van Heusen, and remember, all stock must be sold at Mike Sampson Clothier, Shop 21, Winston Hills Mall. Sponsor, Alive 90.5.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
It's 11 minutes to 12, Alive 90.5 Spotlight with Jim and Darren.
And we're delighted to have on the line Marita Bray, from Harrington Street Gallery, Chippendale, talking about a really big exhibition that's on at the moment and just the history that's taken place for wonderful people who provide so much great work for us to enjoy. Marita, how long is the exhibition available, this wonderful exhibition on intimacy and alienation? How long is that still and what time is the gallery open?
Yeah, well, it's really the last week and... So it closes this Sunday, the 21st. So it's open every day, except Mondays. Well, Monday's gone, from 10 till 4. But this Saturday, there's something special. There's Art Month in Chippendale this Saturday. So lots of galleries will be open till late. So our gallery will continue. It will go from 10 till 7 p.m. this Saturday. So if anyone was wanting to come to Chippendale and see some other galleries and our show... they're open until 7 p.m. on this Saturday, the 20th of March.
And I hope this is not a hard question, but I want to ask you this. I mean, you must see so many great works and so on. Is there anything that really, or a couple that really capture your eye? And I'm, I hope that's not an embarrassing question, because they're all fantastic work, but is there something that we can celebrate that says, you know, it's an amazing concept, or it's a, you need to look at this particular work because it really is exemplary?
Yeah. Well, there's 14 exhibitors who've worked over last year on this exhibition, and developing their iconography, that signs, symbols and metaphors for feeling, thoughts and beliefs about, in this case, alienation and intimacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's some wonderful work by Ross Cody, actually, that I can think of. It's the work that's on our invitation, but it's a painting on our invitation. It's done in design form, which sort of shows them to old terrace houses and then cut off, and on the other side a sort of big expressway going through. And it really leaves it up to you what you feel about that situation, but it's presented visually. And it's really what we call a subject painting. It's got two different ideas, but it's beautifully brought together in one piece. Peter Carr, he's got wonderful work there, but he's got a wonderful one with called The Meeting, which is the meeting between Captain Cook and an Indigenous person. And I suppose it's the painting itself, it's up to the person looking at it to see what they see, but it's a very fascinating work. And well, there's some lovely ones by Anthony Kelly. I can see here on the catalogue, Storytime and At Home with Friends. I mean, they're lovely, friendly, warm ones. Storytime, father and son, with an amazing book. With Margaret Craw, who she actually lives in the Northern Beaches, and Anzac Day Dawn for 2020, when everyone came out in the streets and had their own lights and celebrated Anzac Day that way. So that's a beautiful one. So there's many there, actually.
well, Marita, it's absolutely wonderful. You have a wonderful way of being able to express. When you were talking about Captain Cook and the Indigenous, I thought about alienation and also the intimacy that was attempted at that point, you know, the contradictory intimacy, if you like.
Yes.
You have a wonderful way of expressing on behalf of all those wonderful artists. Darren and I are just absolutely delighted. We want to tell our listeners to get down to the Harrington Street Artists. It's open from approximately 10 till 7 on Saturday, and then, of course, 10 till 4 on Sunday, and closes. Please get down there and support these wonderful people. Thanks for joining Darren and I on Spotlight. We've been very grateful for you to tell your story today.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
Have a great morning.
Thank you.
Alive 90.5.